We didn't stick to a game plan. The game plan was not to play our style today, was to be more aggressive in our playing forwards, get behind them. They're a very high-pressing team. You've seen that today. That's what they thrive off, but they leave massive gaps behind them. Massive gaps behind them. So why get caught in a zone where they can pick you off? Why not play beyond that press and then you can be in very comfortably? But we for some unknown reason today, we thought we were better than what we were and we tried to overplay and we didn't ask the players to play sideways or backwards. They were warned, no backwards, no sideways passing today. Because all you're doing to the opposition is encouraging their press. And you're seeing every time we went sideways or back, they squeeze us by 15, 20 yards. I'm sitting here today, holding my hands up, we were nowhere near good enough. But I know exactly the reasons why. We didn't do what we asked them to do. I think if you look at 80% of the football today, I thought we were second best. So we stand here and get the applause when we win. So we can't then neglect and sort of blank ourselves out for the negativity when we lose. We deserve the criticism that's going to come our way. We have to be big and brave about that and take it on the chin. They did today exactly what I knew they were going to do. They did nothing special today. They did nothing I didn't know. The special thing about Shrewsbury is their togetherness and their honesty. That's their talent. And we knew that. We played into their hands. I thought we showed a bit of fight. It was like we laid down and died, even though we were poor. But it still wasn't enough.